This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast from our live studio here in Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the Internet and the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers for their service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And don't forget either about the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And I want you to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and take a look at all the different free goodies we got over there for you to partake in. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, breaking news as we started the show tonight down here in Florida at the Jacksonville Naval Air Station, an incoming 737, Boeing 737, with 137 people on board. The plane was apparently landing on a wet runway and slid off the end of the runway into the shallow water of the St. John's River. Now, that being said, 21 people on board the plane were taken by ambulance to a local hospital. None were injured seriously. It's believed that everybody will be okay, but what a scare. And these were all military and or civilian contractors coming back from Guantanamo Bay to the Jacksonville Naval Air Station.
That's right, Captain. Yes, it was a charter flight, and we understand that there was a rainstorm with low visibility at the time that might have played a factor in whatever caused this particular accident. Boeing airplanes have tweeted that they are aware of this, and, of course, they'll be gathering information about it. It is a 737, and
we don't know if it's a MAX 8 or not.
Exactly right. But, obviously, everybody who's going to be interested in this from a technical standpoint is going to be involved very quickly. But, of course, the good news is that everyone is alive and accounted for.
Yeah.
That's from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, except for the 21 we know that were taken to hospital. But anyway, they got lucky, so thank goodness for that. Somebody was watching out for them. Now, the other big thing that transpired here last night, about maybe 4 hours ago now, 5 hours, depending on what time this actually happened, North Korea, with a new provocation, didn't launch just one short-range missile. They launched several short-range missiles, perhaps a new type we don't know for sure. But the fact of the matter is he lit the sky up again with his candles.
He sure did. One of the things that we seem to know at this hour, Captain, is that this doesn't seem to violate the agreements per se about testing ICBM missiles. They seem to be different kinds of projectiles.
Yeah, it's a short range, wherever this is.
Exactly. And so a lot of this may be what I might call a little bit of a display or a temper
grandstanding.
Tantrum. grandstanding by the North Korean leader because of his displeasure of how things have been going of late and the breakdown in talks and these kinds of things. So obviously this may also, of course, as typically is, I think, be for local consumption to show how strong Kim Jong-un is, that kind of thing.
Well, do you suppose he called Vladdy to get permission?
Well, you know, he just might have, and even though President Trump and Vladimir Putin had their hour-long phone call just recently here, yeah, that's very, very possible, yes.
Yeah, and of course, North Korea is trying to show that they're still the leaders in the clubhouse, and obviously they want to get somebody back to the bargaining table. They have to get back to the bargaining table. They have no choice. They have nothing else to do. You know, what are they going to do, continue to eat dirt?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, you know, what seemed to be getting off to a fairly good start, but it just shows the complexity of the matter. And you're right, Captain, there is nowhere else for North Korea to go. They absolutely have to embrace change. They have to embrace openness. And if Kim Jong-un ever wants to be able to see his country be able to attain some of the successes that President Trump has shown him these different summits that they've had, he's got to do something. But the Stalinist type, you know, recluse is just not going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, of course, is host of his own show. We'll tell you all about that and how to listen to him later on here in our interview. And, you know, I'm going to tease what we're going to do because we're running out of time here. When we come back, folks, we are going to be talking about the tremendous report that we got yesterday on jobs and the economy. Let me tell you something. The Democrats, as long as things continue to go the way they're going here, and there's no reason to think that they won't stay that way, the Democrats have nothing to talk about when it comes to the economy, even though they're trying to say we can do better. I heard Biden say that yesterday. We can do better.
Well, better with what? Better by trying to dismantle, you know, what made this economy great in the first place. And this isn't because of something Obama did. Remember, Obama said there's no magic wand. And here came President Trump with a magic wand, evidently.
We've lost our manufacturing jobs overseas, and we're never going to get them back. I remember that distinctly.
Well, exactly, because that's what he wanted people to think.
Well, that was the narrative because he'd done that for the help of the socialist countries where he'd sent some of the jobs to.
Well, exactly.
China being one of them.
Exactly right. And President Trump, this is why they would trash the idea of America First. America First isn't some kind of racist, horrible thing. It's actually about putting people
to
work.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, Yard. You know, folks, there's no better time to get a quote on your insurance from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. You can ask about insurance for more than just your car or your truck or your motorcycle, because they do more coverage on things that you own. They'll offer coverage not only for your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat or RV, but also your snowmobile. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So, check them out online at GEICO, GEICO.com. You can go there, find out who your local agent is, where they are, or they can even give you a quote right off that website. Or you can go to the phone book and look up the telephone number under insurance for your local GEICO insurance agent. GEICO, where the captain shops to get his insurance and saves money. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to say something before we get moving along here with a couple of the things we got to talk about. The CNN presidential approval poll came out with Donald Trump at 56%, predominantly because of the way the economy is going.
Well, that's exactly right. And the economy is going gangbusters. There's another poll, this from Rasmussen, has the president at 50% approval rating. Both of those numbers, of course, are very, very good. And what we're seeing, Captain, with the number of jobs added in the last month, we're looking at the lowest unemployment since December of 1969, evidently. So this is an amazing, amazing thing. And also, this will translate into, I think, a long-term, a good outlook for people and their lives and their banking and the economy in general. For example, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is saying that right now these indications will point to what he's talking about, a prolonged period of not raising or decreasing rates, even though President Trump wants a full point cut, I should say, in the rates. But but it still means, Captain, that we're not looking for recession. We're not looking for things to go off the rails. It's up and up, it looks like, from here.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Now, we've been talking all week long about Attorney General Barr and the Congress and, you know, how they came out, Nancy Pelosi, and accused him of lying to the Congress. I've got this figured out. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Washington is finally investigating the real crime. And the real crime is that Obama corrupted the FBI into spying on Trump and applying for a fake FISA warrant, which is a loophole the Democrats raised hell about when Bush passed the Patriot Act. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, the left is lying large, predominantly because many of the top Democrats were involved in this scheme. Now, far beyond Watergate, far beyond Iran-Contra, the FBI was corrupted on a scale larger than anything we've ever seen before, and it went into the DOJ with Loretta Lynch and with Eric Holder, too. Now, the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, has now launched a wide-ranging probe into the 2016 FBI spying to get to the bottom of the case and find out how this all started. The Democrats are quaking in their boots because they know this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Well, I think that's right on point, Captain. They're throwing a lot of dirt in the air. They're trying to create a lot of camouflage.
They're trying to discredit the Attorney General.
Well, of course. I mean, in fact, we're hearing this same phraseology again from multiple Democrats and commentators even. The idea somehow that William Barr is attacking our democracy or the administration is attacking our democracy. It's back to that same old kind of phraseology. Remember back when they thought that the Russian collusion hoax was somehow attacking our democracy. And it's trying to get people ginned up. But you're right. They're trying to discredit William Barr because they know that these reports are coming out. These FISA abuses could translate into some major indictments that are literally going to rock Washington to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And as it spreads out across the highways and byways of the land, they know that people are simply going to say they're going to give up on the Democrats at some point because of what is going to be coming out, I believe.
And even the New York Times is now reporting that the FBI spied on President Trump in the campaign. This is something that has been denied by the Democrats. All this time saying that Trump didn't know what he was talking about and, you know, calling them names and this, that, and the other. And guess what? The Washington Post and, yes, even CNN, finally, after being quiet all this time, had something to say about the second FBI spy that was sent to infiltrate the Trump campaign, finally, after all this time.
Well, exactly. And the word spying, you know, as I like
that. Yeah, they were spying.
They were spying. And I like what Bill Barr said in response to some questioning from the Senate about the word spying. And he said, well, there's not really a better word for this. Essentially, that's what the word means. So we don't want to play funny word games with what was going on, evidently, from the Obama administration, you know, using these FISA court abuses, basically, to be able to surveil American citizens. I mean, we really need to let that sink in. When your government is able to simply surveil you because it disagrees with you and doesn't want you to win an election, let's say, well, that does actually attack our democracy, I think.
Now, you live in the land of fruits and nuts, right?
Oh, yes.
Otherwise known as California.
California, yeah.
Yeah, and you have to put up with some pretty strange people out there. But this week, your state legislature did something which defies total logic. They voted to take Donald Trump's name off the presidential ballot.
Well, right. This is similar to bills that are making their way in other states, having to do with the idea that if you want to be on the primary ballot, you have to release 5 years of your own tax returns. Now, it's odd for this, though, Captain. Evidently, back in 2017, there was a similar bill in the California legislature. Then Governor Jerry Brown, who did not release his own tax returns, he used his veto power on that bill. But what's going on here, of course, is that here you have a case really where states are trying to impose new requirements
on federal offices, basically. Now, last time I checked, in order to be president of the United States, you had to be 35 years of age, you have to be a naturally born American citizen or at that time in the country for a certain number of years, this kind of thing. That, none of that has changed, but evidently California and other state legislatures want to be able to impose some other kind of thing. And I, this is where they're going to run afoul. They're going to run afoul on the Supreme Court, and they're going to run afoul if with this idea of that we would have to change the Constitution by a constitutional amendment. So I think these would go down in flames when they're challenged.
All right. Well, we've got breaking news coming out of the Chicago market. At least four people were reportedly transferred to hospitals Friday night when a massive ground-shaking explosion occurred within the suburbs north of Chicago. There were no immediate reports of fatalities following the blast, while which occurred around 9 p.m. local time, which would have been 10 p.m. our time, in the Gurney and Waukegan area. Now, this is something that unfortunately happened in lieu of another explosion that happened earlier in the evening in the state of North Carolina, where one person was, in fact, killed. Wonder what the heck's going on here.
That's a very, very good question. Yes, we understand that the building in question where this happened is just being described as being leveled, basically.
Yeah, and let's see here. Truck explodes near Burger King drive-thru. I think that's the same one we're looking at.
Could be.
Yeah, because I'm looking at, there's all kinds of little reports coming through here. State Representative Joyce Mason has chimed in. Waukegan Fire Marshal says that they do not believe the cause for, there's concern about air quality or need for a shelter in place order at this time. They'll notify residents if conditions change, but I'm looking at the building and the building is just in, blown all over the neighborhood, it looks like.
Yeah, one of the local papers, the Tribune, is reporting the explosion was heard and felt all across Lake County in that area.
Yeah, well, okay, so we've got, like I say, this is the second explosion in the last 24 hours. The other one happened in North Carolina where one person was killed and at least a dozen people were injured. That one's also being investigated, I might add. So there you go, but wow, the beat goes on, huh?
Yes, well,
and that's why you know we're breaking news tonight here. You know that they'll be talking about tomorrow.
Well, exactly right, and certainly it's very concerning. You know, you hear something like this, maybe you think gas explosion. This is in a suburban area.
My mind always see since September 11th, when I hear the word explosion, I immediately revert to terrorism until they tell me it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, well, hold that thought because here we go, headed to break. Folks, Kyle Warren will be right back with me here, and we'll be talking about some more stuff. We got more political stuff to talk about because that's what we do, and he is the professor of politics. By the way, what the hell's going on in Alabama down there, you folks, with this moron down there, this congressman saying that Donald Trump Jr. should have been aborted? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Korea reportedly launched multiple unidentified short-range projectiles on Saturday. Word of the firings was reported by a South Korean news agency, which cited South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. A commercial plane went into the St. John's River on Friday night. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says all lives have been accounted for. It happened around 9:40 Eastern time. While trying to stop, the plane skidded off the airport runway and ended up in the shallow part of the river. President Donald Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday discussed the possibility of a new deal limiting nuclear arms that could eventually include China in what would be a major accord between the globe's top three atomic powers.
We're talking about a nuclear agreement where we make less and they make less, and maybe even where we get rid of some of the tremendous firepower that we have right now.
Trump says he also discussed efforts to persuade North Korea to give up nuclear weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing El Solo Mio.
Oh, Solo Mio.
As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a balance of Asia. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of Asia. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends over at Mission Barbecue, your local Mission Barbecue around the country in 27 states. And, you know, there's nothing more American than barbecue, and every Tuesday we prove it by going to Mission Barbecue here in our local area at 5602 West Waters Avenue. In the town and country section of Tampa Bay, right at the north end of the airport. Now, you can come have lunch with the captain from 12 noon to 1:30. We have a nice group that shows up there, and we never know who's going to be there in terms of visitors. We've had military folks show up. We've had listeners to the program show up. We've had visitors out of town show up that are on vacation, and they find out where we're going to be, and they come over there. And that's all great, because you can meet Mission Barbecue, where America's first responders and firefighters, military and police, share in a wall of honor. I have a helmet on the wall, third one in the 9/11 exhibit that's up on the wall when you walk right in the door. And it's the one I wore, one of the ones I wore at the World Trade Center, because remember, I had a helmet get practically destroyed, and then I had to put my other helmet on, which is the one that you're seeing when you walk in the door and you see that. And all of America's heroes are honored every day at 12 noon at a Mission Barbecue, because they stop everything they're doing, they play the national anthem, and they respect America every day at noontime. And that's one of the reasons I like the place. Okay, that's Mission Barbecue. Check them out. Now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What is this nonsense coming out of Alabama from this congressman who sounds like as if he wants to abort any kid at all that shows any irregularities other than, quote, normality?
Well, yes, this is Alabama Representative John Roberts, a Democrat, of course, he is just saying these terrible things. Essentially saying either we kill them now or we kill them later. I just don't even know how to process that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but he also said that in lieu of what Donald Trump Jr. had said here a while back, he should have been aborted, and then he never would have said the things he said. Where does that come from?
Well, that's just got to come from a lack of respect for human life.
How about morality?
Yeah, morality.
How about lack of morality? Now, there's the word I want right there, lack of morality. This guy doesn't have any.
Well, no, and what kind of argument is it to say your mother should have aborted you? I mean, it's this kind of stuff we're reaching the very end of any kind of actual discourse about any topic in our society today.
So the answer to our problems, according to him, is just kill the kids.
Evidently, yeah.
That's the answer. Yep, if they get out of it. And by the way, was this the guy that said something about, well, you could even do it as old as 2 or 3 or 4 years old? Was this the same guy that said that?
No. I recalled seeing a documentary a while back where there was some researcher who tried to make an argument that children really aren't developed and really, quote-unquote, really alive and conscious until several years after birth, which I found to be extremely, anyone who's ever held a little baby in their arms, they understand this baby's alive, it's a human being, this kind of thing. It's always just sort of trying to move the goalposts on exactly the word you talked about, Captain, move the goalposts on morality.
Okay, so California, the land of fruits and nuts, is trying to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. California, the land of fruits and nuts, just jacked the gas tax up not very long ago to where now they're saying, well, gasoline is too high. I heard the governor say the price of gasoline was too high in California, and I said, why, you dumb moron, how can you possibly make a statement like that when you just jacked the tax up how much? 50 cents a gallon? Was that what it was?
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, we're approaching $5 a gallon.
Yeah, but your tax is over $1 a gallon.
Well, exactly right. Yeah.
That's wrong, especially when they're not using it for anything other than to try to hand out the gimme freebie programs. That should be done away with. People should have to. There's jobs out there, Kyle. Well, maybe not in California, but there's jobs out there if you just take a look at it. I mean, I picked up the paper last night looking for a friend of mine, and I must have found 25 jobs, all in the same area of expertise, based on experience. Pay was up to $17 an hour for this particular line of work that this person was looking for. And I said, my God, look at this. Here's one for $17 an hour. You got 15 years worth of experience. That ought to work.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, the gas prices in California are a real good gauge as to, how people are even feeling about the economy and about their place in it, and whether or not they're going to spend money or do things. But with the absence of, with industry leaving California and actually making it tougher to do business in California at every single turn, you have a lot of businesses that are simply up and leaving, along with individuals going where there's better opportunity.
Well, and now appears that President Donald Trump's repeated threats to close the U.S.-Mexican border may have influenced Mexico's recent crackdown on migrants. Now, migrants from Central America have found immigration checkpoints all along the highway leading through Mexico. They are being stopped. They are being detained. They are being told that they can't go any further, that they can take the offer of a residency for up to 1 year and a work permit to work in Mexico. There are jobs in Mexico, and if they don't want to do that, then they will deport them back where they came from.
Right. Mexico really is cracking down on the migrants.
They have to.
They have to. That's right. They've also, the Mexican government, we understand, has told the bus operators that, to stop carrying migrants, you know, all through Mexico or across the country. They're also, we understand that even the locals in the various towns and so forth have stopped trying to reach out to the migrants and give them food and shelter or water or these kinds of things. And also humanitarian visas are also now a thing of the past in Mexico to allow migrants to come in and live and work in Mexico. So this is a major reaction. I mean, this should be front page news everywhere.
Well, the threats from the president, our president, are to close the border and foreign aid to Mexico, suspend NAFTA negotiations indefinitely, along with his decision to cut multiple Central American countries' foreign aid, and it's had a great impact on Mexico, and so far it hasn't worked with the other countries, but it's had a tremendous impact on Mexico, where they are paying attention to what needs to be done. Finally.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if any of this, of what the Mexican government is figuring out, if any of this will translate to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, you know,
yeah,
and the rest
now,
of the Democrat leadership.
Now, our final thought for discussion is Venezuela. I am sitting here right now, and I've got information, but again, it's information that I can only say because of where I got it and how I got it, that sources say, and here I go with something I told you, you know, don't believe it unless it's been confirmed. But this is coming from military people that I know, high-ranking retired military people who are in a position to know. It appears that something very big is about to happen in Venezuela. I don't know if it's going to be regarding the Lima Group, the Organization of American States, but somehow or another the United States will at least be involved in it logistically, if not with some sort of extraction team to remove Maduro, literally remove him right out of Venezuela.
Well, it would be a very interesting thing to see, and certainly there are so many other forces at work here, or factors, I should say, in addition to the humanitarian crisis, which is first and foremost.
Yeah, and people are just dying. I mean, they're dying of starvation.
Right, exactly. I mean, they've already eaten everything that there is to eat. There's no other food coming in. Medicine is non-existent, essentially. Any kind of actual medical care seems to be non-existent. But the other factors involved, of course, are going to be the influence of Russia.
And I was listening to an amateur radio transmission coming out of Central America, and the way that they were pleading for medical supplies from the people that were being shot, because people are being shot. You're not hearing about it because they're not openly talking about how they're stopping the people. People have been run over by vehicles, this, that, and the other. But and we're going to run out of time. But they were actually using mud to stop the bleeding. Mud.
You know, this is what has happened now under the Maduro regime, his refusal to leave power and give it back to the people. This is what happens, and it's a terrible thing to see, and hopefully it's going to be taken care of here sooner than later.
And apparently that is, in fact, in the works right now, so we'll wait and see what happens. You know, never say never in this business, but that's what I'm hearing from some of my high-ranking former military people, and we'll just see what happens. All right, well, Kyle, tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and he does a bang-up job, so go over there, KyleWarrenShow.com. Now, we are going to be coming right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look at the roads out there for all the truckers, let you know if there's any problems, which there is along the river. Ho-ho! Mississippi River is up and getting higher in some places. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and
All righty, Smokey the Bandit, Jerry Reed singing the song, Fred up on the front seat, chasing the bandit, as we well know. Let's get right to some bad weather. We got some severe weather tonight to report right out of the gate. Houston, pay attention. South and east of Houston, you have a tornado warning. You've got a line of severe thunderstorms coming your way, moving from west to east, and is headed over into Louisiana. So Lake Charles coming your direction, too, here. We've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. We've got rain out in front of this. But right now, there is a tornado warning, and it looks like as if there may be a tornado on the ground in the southwestern section of Houston, Texas, right there out on the outer rim, Highway 610, the southwestern corner. I'm trying to get a better sense of direction for you there. It's south of I-10. Let's see here. Yeah, it's right along the loop, 610 right now, moving towards Houston. So you listeners that are listening to us in Houston, there's a bad one coming in your direction, and there's a whole line of severe thunderstorms right now that's moving right along I-10, rain above it with some storms not quite as bad, and some heavy rain downpours as well up there in the little further up into Texas and over into Louisiana right now. But Lake Charles, it's coming your way next, so that's the next pattern that we're looking at. Now let's take a look at the statement, the weather statement for the weekend, because a slow-moving cold front will gradually push into the south and east to produce strong to severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rainfall with flooding from the south and Tennessee Valley into the southeast and middle Atlantic states this weekend. Now, also this weekend, severe thunderstorms will be possible along with scattered tornadoes across the central and southern high plains, and temperatures will be chilly across the northern plains, where we currently have not only some fog up there tonight, but we have some freeze warnings in parts of Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, the central part of Kansas right now. You've got a lot of fog in that area, too, where the temperatures are starting to clash, if you will. Upstate New York, the southwestern part of New York, Buffalo, out there by Fredonia, along I-90, you've got some areas of fog there. Again, this front that's coming across with rain showers from up into Missouri, all the way down into Texas, and the severe weather at the bottom end of it right now along I-10. And I'm just watching here. Let's see here. We got something else. Let me just take a look here real quick. We got something else coming across. Let's see here. Where is it? Okay. West of it's around, San Antonio. You've got the possibilities for severe thunderstorms south of San Antonio tonight. But again, kind of following I-10, if you will, moving from west to east. So be careful out there. And you've also got some scattered showers in Wyoming tonight, some high winds in the mountains of Colorado and possibly Utah by the looks here. Other than that, everything else looks fairly decent, fairly decent. And again, I'm gonna go back here to the weather. So I got to read a weather statement here before I get it out of the air. So hang on just a second.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go. Short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell of mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
All right. righty. Well, I had to get this weather statement and take a look at it and make sure it said what it said before I put it out of the airways. But for those of you listening in our affiliate in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, also Denton and Greenville and Sherman and up there in Bowie, Texas, and down as far as Corsicana, you've got a flash flood warning right now. You've had anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain, and apparently a lot of water is being forced down some of those small streams, creating some problems. So turn around, don't drown. The Texas Department of Public Safety is warning everybody about the heavy rainfall that's aggravated the flooding situation there again. And this water is up in the Dallas area. The severe thunderstorms are down below. Now, until about 7 a.m., you're going to have the possibility of flash floods in the Dallas area, all the way out there to Bowie in Texas and all the way down to Corsicana. So keep your eyes on the weather. And remember, Lake Charles, Louisiana, coming your direction, a line of severe thunderstorms. There is a tornado that's been reported in the southwestern section of Houston, Texas, out there in the outer area, the outer loop, and this tornadic activity apparently is continuing to move east. All right, to the phone lines we go, and Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of people at the Jacksonville Naval Air Station on board a Boeing 737 are saying their prayers, even though 21 did get injured slightly, were taken to the hospitals. 137 on board a commercial leased jetliner bringing in some folks from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, back to the Jacksonville Naval Air Station in Jacksonville. They got lucky. Plane slid off the runway. Apparently it had been raining quite a bit. They might have even been landing in some bad weather, is my story that I've been given by the people up that way, and fire rescue, and it landed in shallow water at the end of the runway, so they got very lucky.
Yeah, I think the only thing that was left to get were some pets that were in the cargo hold. But other than that, they brought in some Marines to help with some of the rescue, but it's quite remarkable when you think about it.
Yeah, and of course this happened on the base. This was a Jacksonville Naval Air Station. It was not a commercial airport because people were trying to
charter flight.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out what the heck is a commercial. Well, you're right, it's a charter flight. And but they got lucky, so everything is all's well that ends well. And as they say, any landing you can walk away from, regardless of what it looks like, is a good one when you can walk away from it. And 21 people got hurt. Now we are going to. We are going to be talking about a lot of stuff because Venezuela is on everybody's hearts and minds right now, the terrible situation that's there. But it's not just about Venezuela anymore. We've had so many ridiculous things happen this week with the government and with Attorney General Barr. And I've got this thing with Attorney General Barr figured out, and I'm gonna lay it out when we come back from the break here, because you and I both know, and we've talked about this a little bit, but you and I both know that the hammer's getting ready to fall somewhere along the line. But just to tease it a little bit, we have, is it the Inspector General's report that's coming out next? Is that correct?
Allegedly, yes.
And then we have this other report about the investigation about the FISA warrants. That may beat it out. Is that the way that's going to work? It would be one or the other. It won't be both at the same time.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so I've been told that maybe this one might be 2 months down the line or whatever. But we'll get into all that, folks, as we take the break, top of the hour. We'll come back with hour number two of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So don't go anywhere, and if you want to get in on the action, Kathy's going to tell you how to do it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.